Please sit down. And good morning, everybody. Shall we start with a prayer? Let's pray. Father God, we do thank you for this piece of scripture, this portion. Thank you, Lord, that you showed what it's like to pray. And just before you faced death, you prayed for your disciples and even us too. Help us to grasp what you're saying in this passage by your Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. You might want to follow that reading that Anne read. It's on page 115 in the New Testament sections of your Bible, starting at verse 6. Do you remember when you were at school?
Just about.
There's a few no's there. Just about. Do you remember those end of year reports you used to get? Could do better seems to be ringing around my head. I don't know how yours used to read. Well, in our reading this morning in verses 6 to 8, we have Jesus, the teacher, reporting to his Father how well the disciples have done. It's the final year report. How well have they done? How well did they learn those lessons that Jesus had been teaching them? Well, let's have a look at the report, shall we? The end of verse 6, Jesus says that they've kept your word. Verse 7, now they know that everything you have given me is from you. The first bit of verse 8, for the words you gave me, I have given to them, and they have received them. The middle part of verse 8, they know in truth that I came from you. And the last bit of verse 8, they have believed that you sent me. It's a pretty good report, wouldn't you say? So this was Jesus' task, Jesus the teacher's task, that they would fully understand exactly where he came from. And that all that he gave to them, they would gladly receive. They would know that he came from God, and not only know it, believe it. It's a good report, isn't it? It reads well. And we all recognise and remember those good teachers, don't we? Some had a profound influence on us, for good or ill. Good teachers help us learn because they explain clearly and understandably. And that's why this report reads so well, because Jesus is that ultimate teacher. Anyone who truly wanted to understand and know God would, if Jesus was their teacher. What did they learn? Well, in verse 6, Jesus prays and he says, I have made your name known to those you gave me from the world. I have made your name known. So what's in a name? I am who I am is the name God gave to Moses when he told the Israelites, when they asked, who shall I say sent me? And God says, tell them, I am has sent me to you. I am, the name of God. Does that sound familiar? I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth and the life. I am the gate. I am the name of God. The God who is self-existent. He's eternal. He's constant. He's the promise-keeping God, never discarding, because he never changes his mind. He never breaks his promises. That name, the name of God, actually reveals his character, who he is at heart. And the Israelites believed Moses and believed in God whose name was explained. You see, faith isn't something that we work up. It's not something that we work out by ourselves. It's our response to the God whose character has been revealed. The God who keeps his promises. And Jesus does the same for his disciples and all humanity. He makes known God's name. He explains what this God is truly like. How? Well, we see it in Jesus. In what he says and what he does. The way he lived. Loving his enemies. Father, forgive. By his death. His death on a cross, revealing the very nature of God, God's infinite love. Because God's very own Son suffered and died so that no one will perish. What love? Does God care? Yes, of course he cares. More than any of us will comprehend. How it must grieve him to hear people question his love. To say that he doesn't understand, he doesn't care, or he doesn't love. Jesus spoke the very words of God. His words are God's words. There's no back message. There's no, oh, well, it depends on interpretation. The disciples recognized it. They heard and believed. And it's the same today. Faith comes by hearing. And Jesus' words carry power, divine power, to convict people of the truth and to draw out faith and trust for those who seek. And often, I hear, oh, well, you know, I just don't believe. But the thing is, some of those people are just not prepared to listen or to engage with God's word, to read and be open to the message of the Bible, to truly seek God. And it's sad to say that often some folk just want a good discussion. The same old questions coming up. Why is there so much suffering? Is it creation or evolution? Who gets to heaven? All those red herrings. You see, if we're going to trust somebody, first we need to listen to them. Listen to what they say. Listen to their words. And if we're going to trust God, we need to listen to him. Personally and directly to God's words. And Jesus spoke them. And I guess the question which really matters is, are we actually listening? And the good news is we don't need to be clever. We don't need a PhD in theology or pass some exam. We just need to take Jesus' words at face value. It's that simple. And that's what the disciples did. And that's what Jesus recognizes as he reports back to the Father in verses 6 to 8. And it's worth reminding ourselves as we read this passage that the disciples are listening in on this prayer, on Jesus' prayer. I'm asking, verse 9, I'm asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me because they are yours. They're believers. But will they continue to be? Will they continue to be believers when the coming storm lands on them? Would their faith stand sure? Will their anchor hold? As that good old hymn says, will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tide lifts and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? Would those first disciples stay Jesus' disciples to the end? Or would persecution, illness, bereavement, disaster or sorrow, when it hit land, would it break them? Would it break them? What about you? What about me? Because the more I go on in life, the more I begin to realize the certainty that we'll face a storm at some time or other. Or are we just fair weather Christians? Just like everybody else, making happiness our goal in life. Instead of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which is actually where true happiness can be found. You see, those first disciples had always believed in God. Jesus hadn't got to convert them to the existence of God. What Jesus was to challenge them to believe in him with the equal faith that they had in God. Believe in God, believe also in me, says John in chapter 14. But things are about to change. And when Jesus is gone, and they'll face many who claim to believe in God, yet lock up and kill those who believe that Jesus is divine. Oh, Jesus is just a good man. A good man with a good moral code. A man who was uniquely in touch with God. But God? No. What that does is strikes right at the heart of God. Because no man could ever have offered himself as a sacrifice for another person's sins. No man would ever be able to stand in place of another as a substitute. Who could possibly do that? He had to be divine. It's the only way this works. God himself steps in to rescue. And Jesus is well aware of what's to come. And so he prays for them in verse 9. I'm asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me because they are yours. He's praying for their preservation. The one about to face the agony of the cross prays for the preservation of his disciples in the ensuing storm. And verse 11, and now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. Jesus is praying that the Father will guard the disciples in the power of that name. They needed to keep believing that the Lord Jesus carried the very name of God, since he was one with the Father. It's not enough to believe that Jesus was just a great prophet like Elijah. No. Who do you say I am? Jesus asks. And we too need to respond to that question. Can we say along with them, you are the Son of the living God. You and the Father are one. And what's really encouraging is that none were lost in verse 12. Whoever comes to me, remember Jesus says, I will never cast out. So they were safe. Not just because of their own strength, but because he protected and guarded them. But what now when he leaves? Holy Father, protect them. God the Father will guard them. He'll protect their faith. Even Peter. Later restored, wasn't lost. He was a true believer. What a claim Jesus makes. Not one of them will be lost. And verse 15. We're not removed from the world. We just don't belong to it. And it's a perilous journey that we're on as Christians. But God's own Son prays for them and us to be protected from the evil one. How reassuring to know that Jesus prays for us. And finally, Jesus prays that the disciples will be sanctified. Sanctified means, meaning made holy, kept a pure, clean vessel, set apart for God, reserved for him, so that we do what God wants. Verse 17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. It's the truth of God's word which sanctifies us. Keeps us a pure, clean vessel. So obedience to God's word is for all of us. And I know we've asked before, and I know I've asked before, how's your Bible reading going? How is it going? Is it something that's integrated into your life? Something natural? So natural that you make it part of what you do? It needs to be. Will you make it part of your life today? Starting simply. God's word is living and active. It's truth. And it sanctifies us, it keeps us pure, keeps us a pure, clean vessel as we feed on it. I know this was for Lent. It doesn't have to be. E100, the sum at the back. And Anne, who read the gospel reading, organises little Bible notes, helps. Have a chat with her. God's word sanctifies. It's truth. So Jesus' report to the Father on the progress of his disciples, it's pretty good. What's your report like?